A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kapwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing about you is crumbling. There's nothing about you that is crumbling. Even you who thought that it was actually, you know, crumbling and getting dirty and worse and all that. Nothing. I promise you nothing. Thank you, Jesus. There was a day when the Lord said that let there be light. Do you know what that means? It's as simple as saying, let there be life. You understand? Let there be. Thank you, Jesus. You will not be a wandering person. Wandering, moving and moving and moving in the name of Jesus. I settle right now. I think we can prophesy till the end. No. No. Thank you, Jesus. But you see, okay, you first sit down. You see, most of you actually need what? Revelation. You see, because prophecy without revelation, revelational truth, is actually bogus. You need to walk in what we call revelational truth. Is actually what enables us. I don't know why your wife stayed. You know, okay. I was prepared for her. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe next time when she comes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ramarabo zirarabareba. Sikarambra masararambra masira. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There was a day when the world, this is in the beginning, after the fall, not really in the beginning, but there was another beginning of a certain phase of life. You understand? The enemy had marked and mapped this earth, with void. Any nullness, numbness, anything that would not move at all, anything that would be stagnant, anything dark, anything that would actually put you in panic, he had actually mapped and marked the earth. Imagine, see, now, this is your portion. And a lot of children of God, until today, they are still suffering the remnants of those things, be it lack, sickness and disease. There was a day Adam didn't know sickness. You understand? Until now, that day when he descended, that descendance is actually what we call the fall. You understand? Again, let's put certain things clear. It wasn't sex. Maybe you say that, you know, she had sex with what? With a serpent. But you know that's not true. You see? So, the enemy rejoiced. But even with that, remember the seraphim? They saw glory. See, he's powerless. He's powerless. that which is trying to orchestrate and all that cannot undo the glory of God. You understand that? So that's actually supposed to be your area of what? Thinking. There is no evil that can take you down. You understand? You shall plan and you shall succeed. I'm saying you shall start and you shall succeed. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he said, let there be light. He says, in the beginning, there was light. In the beginning of what? You can as well bring it home and say, in the beginning of my business. You guys get it? Eh? In the beginning of my ministry, light. You see, eh? Light is the true revelation of God. Light. He said, let there be light, so that men do not walk in darkness. Eh? Because when you start to walk in darkness and uncertainties, especially uncertainties, eh? We actually, a lot of children of God say, Prophet, what can I do? In that moment, you've been gripped by that which he had marked and mapped with darkness. You can't see. For some reason, you can't see. But you see, remember the Samaritan babe? Samaritan woman. Eh? You know some of you are too religious. I'd say Samaritan woman. Eh? Okay, well, babe. Eh? Haggai, okay, I'm joking. Eh? So, After today, I think after 3 days, I will be called babe. I say, eh, eh. Here, eh? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. So, this is when you know that you need the light of God. Eh? Light. And I've told you, light means light, light. Light means revelation. It can be life as well. You get it? Eh? I want you to follow through with me. Because after today, we want to open your spiritual sight so that you are able to see. So that the veil, the dark veil, falls off. Remember Paul? It happened to Paul. Eh? But also for that to happen, you need to suffocate a certain area called negativity. I'm telling you, he has used that trick from the very word go. Remember, he threw it unto Adam. And Adam started to run in hesitate. Yeah? All of a sudden you think actually you can be sucked. Eh? You see? Eh? At that moment you've actually failed to understand the true revelational light that is on the inside of you. Hmm? Okay, all of a sudden you think that guy can actually suck you, eh? Okay, who is the boss now? Do you know that actually that which is on the side of you, yeah, is actually the real boss? It is either negative, not positive, no, or the light of God. Because the light of God, which we call the revelation of God, sets men free. Whatever was all about Christ was that light. You could see it in everything. You understand? Eh? There were places that men had called off, called him off. Eh? But actually, every time he would appear in that kind of sense, men would give way. Imagine, eh? Must I also say that at some point, when he checked out, eh? Okay, not death, when he ascended, eh? He said, now you are the light. It simply means that, you see, at some point my father said that evil cannot run rampant because of that which is on the inside of you. So, you know, that light, remember those songs? This little light of mine. Eh? Now that is wrong. Eh? Because you don't have a little light. And you see,
this is a light of mine.
Nowadays they are lighters. Eh? Light. You see it? Now look at you. Do you think you carry a little light? Eh? You see it? Eh? Imagine say, now you are the light of the world. Do you know how big the world is? Eh? Okay, the world is not small as people think. Eh? You see, eh? That's why by revelational prophetic worship, we shall go there. Even if the enemy likes it or not, I'm telling you the truth. Now, that's on me. But also it can be upon you. With every aspect of your life. I don't know whether you get that. There's no, oh, this little light of mine, I'm going. No! Say, no! I carry a big light. In as far as healing is concerned, I must heal multitudes. In as far as financial, okay, finances. Pastor Paul. Yes. You see, eh? Everything, you become the light of it. While they are still arguing whether someone can actually get healed instantly, you show up. Eh? Arguments end the moment you show up. Because you are the light. Eh? Whether a business can actually take shape in 3 weeks. Eh? 3 weeks. Eh? Sure. But how did you? Because again, that light which we call revelation, eh? It is the most strongest, which you need to activate and engage so that you stop walking in panic and in haste and what, and you see, in uncertainties, eh? Concerning everything. Eh? Oh, what can I do? Okay, imagine Jesus saying, what can I do? Yet he said, okay. At some point he said, I am the light of the world. Remember that day. Then he checks out, he ascends, and now you are... Meaning that you have a part to play. You see that? Eh? you are the light. So the moment you see men call themselves off more often each and every other day, the day you will see God, you will feel so bad about those things that you had started and the enemy was actually convincing you that it can't take shape, eh? Or you can't be healed, eh? You know, now a person who carries the light of God can't say, this is my disease, you see, eh? In that way you're still carrying the remnant of that which you know the remnant is actually that which remained, eh? After the fall, because after the fall men started to catch on another life. The life of fallenness, the life of panic, the life of lack. All of a sudden, they believed that actually they can lack. All of a sudden, they thought that in every business there are ups and downs. All of a sudden, eh, because of that, you know, the effects of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Good and evil. The fluctuating tree. You see that? Eh? The good and evil. No! In every marriage, they are what? You see now, you can catch it like that, and then that becomes your revelational truth. And actually, you see things. That even actually when you're trying to pray for your family, for your marriage and all that, that remnantism actually, the remnant of the fallenness still accuses you. Oh, no, no, it can't, it can't. How did separation, what? I wish some of you could see angels. Eh? Where are they? You see that? Eh? The day you wake up and you realize the immense treasures, the goodness that all along has been surrounding you, you will say, "Hey, Lord, I'm sorry." You will repent. That's why that guy said, "Ah, man, you girl, you are so troubled. I don't know why. You have to cheer up a lot. Otherwise, that I see the hand of the enemy trying to convince you otherwise. Trying to make you isolated and what, especially family stuff. Don't believe that. You hear me? Don't believe that. I want you to be cheerful. Do you know the enemy came and what? That's why I told you that if some of you can see angels, some of them actually are dark angels. You see, that you can actually be in an atmosphere like this, and then the enemy actually convinces you otherwise. That it can't. I don't know why this person brought me. You see, those are actually your meditations. Please don't allow that. Don't allow that. Please touch her on the shoulder. No, that is as if you are, you know how you, yeah? Yeah. Give her comfort. Scripture says, "Comfort ye, Jerusalem." Thank you, Jesus. Cheer up. Cheer up. Thank you, Jesus. Don't allow anything. Don't allow it. Don't. All the nightmares and whatever, don't allow them. When you wake up, you say, I rebuke you, devil. You hear me? Now you either take my word or you remain in that isolated kind of, In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So you see, when he says that you are the light, you are the person that he has entrusted to bring life. We are life givers. You become a life giver. You see, but also a life saver. So you see someone drowning. Okay, drowning in trouble. I don't know. You see? Apostle Sayo. Okay, I'm joking. You have to learn to swim. So. Do you swim? Do you actually swim? Okay. Where are you? Okay. I've never seen him swim. So. And you'll not convince me otherwise. Okay. You see, in every aspect, you become a life giver. From today, you cannot now cling to what the enemy has been telling you. You see, like I was telling you, he will convince you that you can't make it, that you are going to be sacked, that actually even after, you see, after being sacked, people say, "Hey man, now where will I go?" Yeah? Okay. And then you meet them and say, "Prophet, see, hey, whoa, yeah." Now you see, such a person, even if you brought, salvation in a bulldozer, you see, for as long as they still what, even if I've met most of you. Most of you are real testimonies of this. You meet the person and say, "So who am I to you now? I've come to give life, but man, this person is still actually clinging to that which the enemy told them. To what they call real circumstances of life. Every negativity is not real. I'm not talking about challenges, because actually when you are walking in the light of God, you will know that this is a challenge, but also this is coming from hell. The Lord challenges people, the enemy doesn't. Okay. Because there are three things only the enemy knows. Yeah? You see, steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. Eh? Remember when the Lord says, test. The Lord tests. Eh? He doesn't, tempt. Eh? He doesn't tempt. Eh? It's the enemy that does those things. Eh? And also in that in those tempting kind of situations, he's trying to steal you, to steal the light, which you call now the revelation. He will suffocate it, and then he throws to you ashes. Say, this is your life. This is where you belong. You see, you refuse it enough. Now the problem is, you see, when he comes like a flood, a lot of you now accept that. But you see, there's an alternating kind of, you know, scenario around that. He says, the Lord raises a standard. Now that standard, it's up to the revelation of God you carry. His revelation, because his revelation, we have come to know that it gives life. It's actually real life itself. Eh? Why don't you today decide that actually you'll stay in the lane of life? Eh? I'm telling you, most of you have been messed up. When I was coming in, the Lord told me that, do you know there's no better revelation or truth in this nation than where you are? I can challenge men that have really settled for merely preaching and what, and you know, no, preaching is not bad. Eh? I'm saying settling. Yali what? Yali annual summons. June there, put what? Marriages. No, every hour is for marriages. Eh? And every month, every moment, man, if you are married. Eh? You see, eh? Love your husband, what? Yeah, love your what? Men stay there, eh? Let me challenge men. Eh? Eh? There are about, I think, 7 prophecies we have done in this for the nation. Away from individual prophecies that have really come to pass with your eyes before you. Eh? Go and get me one in this one that has said clear-cut things. Clear-cut. Hey, you are becoming proud. I know who I am. Eh? Yeah, today I was with someone, and then a certain guy told us, let me remember the correct words. Eh? He started with C. C to mean no, right? Eh? So he said, let me remember. You know, things have gone. Eh? I think I'm now here. But you know, he was trying to say that, I know who I am, eh? As I am. You couldn't actually intimidate that guy. Eh? For some reason, actually, a policewoman stopped him. Eh? I said, aha! But the guy actually, shoop. the guy just drove and, looking in the mirror at the guy. A civilian. Okay. A thief is chasing a policeman. Do you get it? Eh? Because if you don't know that, you will be caged in all negativities and all that. Eh? And then you think that Kasarani is the only place to stay. Okay. Hallelujah. Kasarani. Even if you build what? How many units? 26. Dr. Jack. He knows what I'm talking about. Oh, man. He's telling me those stories and I'm like, okay. Not him, the certain guy. So I'm like, wasted money now. You see, the enemy can tell you that you can't go beyond this. But you see, do you know where Christ is seated with you? In greatness, in glory, in a glorified way. I'm telling you. You are the light. You are the light. Now, for as long as, maybe let me, translate it like this. Before Christ came, the enemy would play around you and confuse you. You see that? Now, when you start to rise in revelation, which is light, you become the giant of your family. You become the giant. You know, some of you don't believe. Now, that's the problem. Don't be a doubting guy out there. You can actually be, and you are for as long as you are here. You are your family giant. You get up, and all they see is, they can't tell, but, at first, just like in the beginning, it is so desolate. It is ugly. They will even mock you. They will even actually insult, you're still following that prophet. Okay. You can decide not to. Me, I know where I'm leading. And there's goodness, there's joy. I'm telling you. You better hang around. Tally around. Or you can hold on to. I know where I'm going. Remember when scripture says that, where it says that, those that you have given me, none has got lost. Apart from Judas. Now, meaning that apart from those that have actually decided not to believe. You get it? Those that you've given me, none. Let me also remind you, the 2K you received today, the 2K from someone, it was the light of God trying to increase in you. Two K. You see, the Lord tried to remind you that you see now. And when he appears like that, you are so grateful. I'm telling you, exaggerate that 2K as if it's a million. Because it's out of actually exaggerating that. You say, magnify the Lord with me. You start to see the hand of God. You start to see the light. Wow. Then another. Hey, okay. Until now you are boggled. You see? Okay. That landlord that didn't come today to knock at your door. Things are turning. In the name of Jesus. I'll read yesterday's scripture, and then some of you don't believe that you can sleep there for free. No, that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit because you are cheating. You can be that religious and you fail to enter the true revelation of truth around there. Every day, his mercies. That's why we sang such a song. Every new day, your glory unfolds. His mercies are new. We don't just sing songs. Wow, that's a nice song. Wow, it makes me teary. No, be in the spirit of it. Then you'll see it actually boggling you, boggling you, boggling. You understand? Actually, it's what we call being in the spirit. You allow the words of that song to mix you up. As you entangle, as you take in that which it is being said or what you are reading, and you sing it and you feel it as the river of life inside of you. I've told you that trick. Actually, life starts to change from there. You go out there and then the only thing that is on you is actually just that. Remember when Caleb and Joshua went to Canaan? there was a certain segment of the church. So, June, it's marriage. You see? I wish you could see. Okay. Bible says, touch not the anointing. But no matter, these guys are not. Dr. Jack says, Allah. You see that? I hear an anointing of great appointments. I hear a wind, a great wind of appointments. Okay, not appointments for, let us meet at CJ. CJ's. Oh, you can meet. But I'm talking about jobs. There is a great wind. We shall seal that up in the end. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Talk of transfers. Talk of elevations. Elevations to mean promotions. Actually, in the spirit, promotions are lesser. But actually, elevations are greater. Real elevations. I'm telling you the truth. Thank you, Jesus. You'll see it. You'll see it, but I will wrap up with it so that it is really sealed up. You understand? So he says, you are the light. You are the light. He didn't say you are the light of Kasarani. Okay. Let me move ahead before someone slaps me. Sure. Why are you talking about my beloved place? I know that place is not beloved. You see? And other places. Maybe there is a remnant here that should bring light and life in as far as real estate is concerned in such places. You understand that? Because you come to a place and say, but here where I live here, you realize that that revelation, you got it 10 years ago. Yeah? Okay, for starters, when things are desolate and disorganized. But after today, you go back and even see your car mattress and say, you look around everything. Say, yeah. The enemy had actually mapped and marked me like this. And made me believe that this is my life. Okay. You see, someone is looking at me and says, you see, you'll even look at your hair and say, this one. Okay, those of you who are relating, relating. I cause powerful moments that someone should look at how changing things can be. Say, no, now that one, that shirt, you're leaving it here. I did it to my, there was a girl someday. That day had just come back from the UK. So the guy, man. Not in the spirit, in the physical, And some of you think that UK just stops at Birmingham. You see, UK to mean England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland. You see, you want to go to Manchester? No, maybe I'll go there after 2 years. Now you know what that means, eh? That this shall start to catch up, eh? With that city and whatever is there, eh? Okay, my interest is football there, eh? After 2 years, don't say I didn't tell you so. Man, you supporters. Swallow your cup, pill. First swallow your cup, pill. After 2 years, you resurrect. I've told you. Man. Okay. Those guys are in despair. You see, maybe after 2 years, they will tell the goodness of the Lord. Talk of real resurrection. And after 3 years, after 2 years, you see, where were we? You guys are misleading me. So you see, so I came back, man. Then I realized, man, the kabak, this kabak. You see, even on that day, you see, my first time to go there, all I could see were flyovers, and I was so mesmerized. Like, hey, in the Greek land where I was coming from. So I looked around, man. I said, hey, the roads, how paved they are, what? You know, they have that legendary kind of thing. Outside, the buildings are fake and bad. But when you enter inside, you see, I wanted to get them by mistakes and all that. But man, I couldn't. So while I was there, I decided that I cannot go to a house with a pit latrine outside. I decided, me. You see, so I told some Greek girl, you find a house like this, but that's so expensive, you look for it. So I put myself in that space. You see that? So then I came back, and the bag she's holding, man, I'm like, oh. But I remember, I'd actually, you know, talk of, you know, remnant love. Okay. Not ordinary love. This is no ordinary love. I'd actually bought 15 bags for her. 15. So I said, now you start from this. Now that one you bring, we put it actually in the trash. I'm not even joking. Yeah? So, 15. Okay, their house is with actually 15 bedrooms. I went to Australia someday. And this lady, I think you know, she knew who she was and the house that they had. It was, you know, down there was a river and all that. You know, they had a certain horse riding kind of, you know, a place there and all that. You see, So she opened her closet. Her closet of the shoes. You see where you guys are? That what? So I looked, so actually one person can actually wear these shoes. It's not bad. He's talking about houses full of good things. He says, full of good things. Stocked. We shall read it, you'll see it. You are the light. When it comes to money, well, some guys are saying, money goes and money comes, money comes and money goes. So you stand somewhere and say, no. Now money becomes I become a real custodian of this thing. Think about it. Is your life just to, you know, go to school and, you know, afterwards search for a job, you get disappointments here and there, and then all of a sudden, you set up for a certain organization. You see, life is beyond that. And then afterwards, you go to sleep after a very disappointing day and all that. A time comes and you don't have any disappointing days. Depends on how you see things. Remember, he said, you are the light. Now, a person who is really light, someone actually told me a good story. Yeah? I thought it was a very good, funny story. Eh? That there was a place which actually people were saying, oh, there's no light. Eh? There's no what? So someday, you know, now they are complaining to the what? To the sun. That if indeed you bring light to the entire world, how come that we don't have what? Light here. Eh? In the end, you'll actually get it. Eh? So now the sun said, okay, you know what? Eh? Someday I'm coming to visit you. Eh? When you appeared, sun, eh? So they said, are you wait? It's going to come. Darkness is going to come. Darkness is going to come. You see where I'm heading? Eh? So the sun stayed there, camped there for 3 months, years, and what? You guys, where is darkness? Now you got it. Eh? Because you know that when the sun appears, that's it. Darkness disappears. So the same way when you get the true revelation of truth, all that which was darkly disappears. You are actually walking and running in haste. Eh? You know, Scripture says that a thief runs, a wicked guy, eh? The dark guy runs even when no one is chasing them. You see, eh? Here we don't have wicked guys. Eh? Eh? You are that light. Do you know when you become that? When he said that now you are the light, he's really trying to, to say that I want to rely on you. On every crying aspect in this world, the finances are crying. That's why he says that creation is longing to see this light come, because when you come, remember that story of the sun. When you come, pew, that's it. But again, how do you walk like? How do you walk towards that light bringing kind of, scenario? First thing I told you, suffocate negativity at all times. That thing has messed up most of you. It has really messed you up. You see, for us Kenyans, now begin to see yourself as a light carrier beyond being a Kenyan. Eh? Because we all know that thing actually didn't bring light. Eh? You becoming, I'm a Kenyan, what, those things. But also, I come from a devastated what family. That thing can't bring light. Eh? Light to mean life. Do you get it? Eh? So for as long as Jesus appeared into you and before you, darkness disappeared. That's why on that day it was represented as, remember when he said it's done, eh? There was total darkness to represent that which is really dark. You can't see. Do you think I'll get married? When you say that, simply means that you can't see. In as far as marriage, the light of marriage is concerned, you can't see. You've actually been marked and mapped. There is in control. I'm talking about the devil. Refute that. Eh? You see? Eh? You see, the beauty is, the day you see light, the day you have that light, life changes. You who is actually 50, you who is 40, you who is 30, you who is in 20s, trying to call yourself off, the day you get this, life begins from there. Do you know life is in levels? Eh? Even the greatest of Kasaran. Eh? Okay. Let me also go away from the person. Okay. Okay, the best of Garden Estate, which you actually think it is, there's also another better place. I'm telling you the truth.
Life is in levels. Also, the same way, you should actually see that light increasing. You will see that all along you've been settling for less. Yeah? Imagine the money does not want to be in the hands of Bill Gates anymore. It is crying. Siluma, come save me. Come save me. Patricia, come save me. John, come save me. The creature is crying concerning business, concerning human resource. Mwangi, come save me. It is actually really crying. Concerning tours and travels, save me. It is crying. It's crying out loud. But you see, when that is really happening, a lot of men and women are asleep. That's why it was so desiring of the Lord that day. You give me what? First Samuel chapter 3. Says? Yeah. First Samuel. Did I say Isaiah? No. You man. What are you drinking? Okay, we say, what are you smoking? It says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word, which is the light indeed, the light, it says, the word of the Lord was rare. Let me repeat this. Do you realize that actually there were scrolls? Yeah? Men were actually really feeding on that which, you know, they called the Mosaic Law. That which really came from Moses. They thought it came from Moses. Until now, Moses someday said, no, that it's God who gave you those things. Because you could not actually, listen to this, you could not cage, and imprison Mr. Moses to just say that don't lie, don't kill, don't what? You see, the day you get the true revelation, no man shall actually tell you to stop those things. They will all vanish. You see, it says, in the presence. You know that song? In the presence of Jehovah. It says, troubles vanish. Troubles vanish. That which can be troublesome, or that which can bring trouble to you, it all vanishes. So he says, the light of God. And he doesn't say the light of Fauci. You know Fauci, eh? You know, some of you don't know those guys. Those guys are demonic. Some of those guys, not all of them. Says, the word of God was rare. Can you imagine that? It was rare. I can tell you the gospel truth. I've been to places of worship and I see a rareness in this. I can sense a rareness in this. There's a certain preacher today I was looking at, and yeah. So I looked at him, and then the Lord told me, he's actually on the wrong path. And I'm like, oh. At first, actually, I continue to pray, so that actually I'm not getting this from the realm of the demonic, because that's also it can be deceiving. You can think that actually, you see, the spirit realm also includes the demonic realm. It's not just, some of you are saying, I see you are coming to beat me. Even meditating upon the landlord coming to what? No. Let those not be your meditations. Evictions. You see? Do you know you can't be evicted? Now what are you talking about? Do you know what happened to me today? You can't be evicted. Reason being, if you can only increase the awareness of this light on the inside of you, I'm telling you, when that day it increased in a certain man called Paul, he said, I can do all things. Now imagine such a man. Okay. Do you know John, the Revelator? Someday he was dipped in burning oil and he refused to die. Actually, that's why they dumped him at that island called Patmos. Actually, you know, the first verse says, I, John, the whatever, blah, 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 on the island of Patmos, I saw. Can you imagine? Remember what happened to Hitler? Eh? He was... he dipped himself in burning acid. Acid. Not even a carbon was traced. But this guy refuses to die. You see that? Eh? So when I tell you that you can't be evicted, you have to believe me. It depends on the revelation that you carry. The degree of the light of God, which is the revelation of God you carry, determines all your outcomes, also determines where you stay now, where you are. Okay. I think after I hear, some guys actually will not be my friends. Eh? Where you are, be it houses, be it finances, be it whatever, that thing which keeps on recurring to you, it actually simply means that you definitely lack, you haven't yet grasped the true revelation or truth which sets free concerning that thing. You haven't yet, come in terms with that which it says, or that which can actually fight it. That thing which reoccurs, can be sickness and what, can be finances, can be actually, the unsettling mind, the unsettling marriage and what, and you haven't yet grasped. Okay, you haven't yet met. Because you see, truth sets free, which is the light of God. You understand? If you are calling yourself off already, it means that you do not know the calling when the Lord actually calls you unto his very bosom, unto his heart, and you start to feel the heartbeat. Actually, when you start to pray, begin to feel some of those things. Don't be in hesitate to finish to pray. Yeah, I pray for an hour, and then after that, then oh, you need to experience certain things. And then at some point they become for you alone. You experience them. You experience them. And also he will come to the level at which you are. He knows where you are. Remember that scripture says that we have a high priest. We have actually a high priest who is so familiar with our infirmities. Meaning at the level at which we are. That thing which is really disturbing you. He knows. So then you start to grow it. Let me teach you how you can meditate. At first, when you start to pray, begin to meditate. Those two go hand in hand. When I'm praying for someone in the spirit, I am really, even prophesying, I am really groaning and praying in other tongues for that person. I want to see what's really, happening. So now my meditations, most of the times, because God is related to life. So I'm trying to see where they are troubled. Of course, I can see that they are really troubled. So I'm trying to see the areas in which they are troubled. You girl, you are chucked even. Okay. Maybe let me know what. So I start to see things here and there, what. So my meditations shall be also in expectations. Expectation and anticipation. Where this person, how can we remove this person, move this person from this place to the other place. You understand? Now, but the problem is, when you come to such people, they are showing you that for them, they are still comfortable with their what? Sorrow and all that. and groaning and all that. Now, like I said, even if you brought a bulldozer of salvation, you can't shift those people. It's until actually they make up their minds. And also now they believe that person that has come. I remember a certain person, I think it's her that brought him to me. You remember him and the wife? So I'm trying to tell this guy, do you think this will happen now there? You've lost me. I stopped the meditations. I stopped everything. Actually, that day, I wrapped up very quickly. I'm even the one who bought for myself that dower thing. And then I pretended. That day, I don't know where Dr. Jack was. So most of the times, have a meeting with Dr. Jack. I'm joking. Is he going to give you medicines or what? Okay. It, no, I'm not what, but it actually time comes and you realize who you are. It's coming to 19, 20 years since those things. I don't know those things. A time comes and the light of God is the only thing around you and about you. Like a simple headache. Look, it has come back again. Come back again. You see. And I'm not saying that, okay, at that level, that science is bad. But you see, when you increase it, you realize that actually some things fall off. And you will not know how those things fall off. Now, back to the prayer kind of thing. When you begin to pray, begin to meditate. You see, lay the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable. You know, you can actually pray things and actually they are not acceptable before the Lord. Lay the words, be in the spirit, you man. Meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, oh Lord, my God. At that moment, you are trying to be one with his presence, because his presence is joy, peace, and all those things. Now you cannot go to prayer and then you're still clinging to your... Can you imagine? He left me in the restaurant. He didn't even bring me flowers. You see? Okay, that can be hurtful. Okay, didn't show up. Also to the guys, can you imagine she didn't show up? You'd have invested in her. I think even her mother is like that. No. Don't. Let those not be your meditations. You see that? Because you know where I'm getting it from? Scripture says that when the children of God went together, the enemy also. So you can be tapping into something which is so demonic, and you are lying to yourself that you've prayed. You know those guys, it happened to Prophet Elvis, but also to me as well. You know, you meet guys and they are praying, sweating. They're even taking water. And a big white hanky, which is kind of a towel, a katawel. You see him? But you see, that man will still ask you for transport and 50 bob for chapati. It happened to me a lot. So like, hey, so what were your meditations? Because you see, we want also to suffocate the system of beggary. Why the Lord wants you to be on top of that system that is running the show, is actually, you know, when you have dominion, a king doesn't beg. Imagine a king who begs. Well, yeah, got finished. Yeah, as usual, you know. Prophet Elvis says that, you know, this guy, every time they would actually enter matatu. So the guy is, if Prophet Elvis would be in front, and the guy is behind, so the guy would point. So if he was behind, and the guy was in front, so you you see that it happened year in, year out for about 3 good years. So they meet and the guy says, as usual, I don't have. But you see, we've been praying. Eh? So did you pray a shift? Unless prayer, you've actually now, you are dealing with it in a religious way. Okay, if you are slain, if the spirit tap, you should wake up with a certain thing. You see that? Not, yeah, the man was so powerful. The man was so we even fail. Can he the entire world fail? I should wake up with something. In as far as the light of God, because now, when you are slain, let me tell you something. You might think these are words. Eh? I remember in 2001, we used to have a children's camp. Eh? She knows, and Albert knows. Eh? Who else knows? Rahma, you don't know. Eh? Vivian, you know. Watoto. They used to have what? Children's camps, eh? Which they are called Watoto camps. Eh? So 2001, I was such a young man. So they used to divide us in groups that those of you want to know how to cook, there, that's the door. Now we want you to raise the Holy Spirit, that's the whatever. Now it was a chapel kind of thing. We're in Nabingo, girls' school. Eh? First it was Budo and then Nabingo. So, and you see that was a Catholic kind of what? Set up. Eh? But our time. Eh? Those are the words of the Lord. I used to do it like that because I thought this was so long. So, I know. You see? Man, religion is terrible. Eh? But it's not like the guy wanted these things. Eh? A rat crosses and you see, eh? So there was this pastor called Pastor Mark Kigozi, to be specific. So I remember him laying hands on me because they were laying hands on children. Eh? You see, eh? But I realized that those that had gone there, they were teenagers and a lot of uncles and aunties, also called them aunties and uncles, lining behind, eh? Lining up behind. Were they protecting us? Or I don't know. So maybe angels. Eh? So this guy touches me like this, and I remember, I don't even remember falling down. Eh? Yeah. Then he was such a powerful man of God. Eh? Yeah? But also the Lord shall reward him for about 7 years of his one. Of his first what? Ministry. He did incredibly well. Eh? So, then, I couldn't hear people praying. But I was wailing. Even that wailing, I don't understand it on the inside of me, but also, I'm not hearing it on the outside. I'm not, you see, eh? Even when you're praying, please try to suffocate the world around you. You start tapping into things, it will actually be like as if you are sleeping. Because when you're sleeping, you don't have the control of mind. Wherever the mind takes you, wherever the spirit takes you, you go. Eh? You understand? Eh? I suffocate nightmares. Eh? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, I began to see things. I am not on the earth. Eh? And I'm not even understanding. But I'm wailing. And I'm sweating. You see, eh? It took about an hour. But actually when I got up, as if it actually taken about 5 minutes. What did I see? I was caught up. Imagine at such a tender age. Eh? I was caught up. You know, I was in a very loud whatever, in a very loud what? you know, I translated it as matatu now. It was very, very loud, and they had actually pinned loudspeakers outside, but also up there, but also on the inside. Eh? And I could see screen people dancing, what, enjoying themselves. Eh? But the music was so loud, but also rowdy. Now, I remember this bus stopping, that, whatever, call it matatu. Yeah? It stopped, and then a man jumped into, which I actually translated as Jesus. He came and sat near me. Yeah? So he held my hand like this, and then I felt so... Now, the people who were around, they say that I kept quiet for about 30 minutes. They thought I was dead. Hey! You see, eh? Okay, sorry. But, eh? Touch not the anointed. So I went quiet for many, many, many minutes. Eh? People say it was about, you know, 30 minutes. Because after everything, this Pastor Mark asked me, what did you see? Then I told him things. But again, I realized that as I was narrating these things that I was seeing, that I'd seen, a lot of people were just moving around, whatever. They were not actually getting anything. Maybe they thought it's the usual kind of being slain and what, and you know, you wake up and then go back home on foot, eh? Without transport. Eh? So, asking for chapati, for what? 50 bob, eh? Here is 20, eh? There at McGee's, you know, McGee's, Kiunguro there, eh? As usual, man, I'm like, man, what can I do to this guy? Until now, at some point, he wasn't actually what? Tagging along. I mean, what? He wasn't asking. Then now, he's what? He's tagging along. Following, because after there, man, I'll go to what? Because I'm feeling hungry. So, then this, then I told him, no, what I was seeing. Then, it reached a place. And I could see it written very, very well. Kenya. I saw it, Kenya. And then this man, whom actually I translated as Jesus, eh, took off. Shoo! Actually, I looked and the man actually is not. But on the side of me, I said, did he use the roof? But actually, why didn't this bus now stop for him to get out? But actually, stop. He just, vanished. Eh? But I saw Kenya. I saw it. And then after that, I wailed that, oh, he has left me. I don't know Kenya. Blah, 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 blah. Now, this word, you know how it's blurry and then, you know, flickering and all that. Eh? It was so strong. Kenya, written in bold letters like this. Since 2001, it came to pass in what? In 2017. When you fall, what am I saying? Begin to see things. Eh? It can actually be a genuine man of God, eh? That has really touched you, and you can actually feel that something has really shifted. Not these things. Oh! Touch here. Aya! Haya! Eh? I'm not insulting them. Eh? But you will know that actually this man is really anointed. Eh? You will know. When you increase that light, eh? You will know. You see? Eh? So I saw things. Then I woke up and told him these things. What? These things. What? I saw this and what? He was, Until today, I know that guy didn't understand anything. Because he was not in touch with that. So there is a church that has gotten used to just that. And then the Lord moved. No, when the Lord moves, if it was finances, something has to change. Then you see, the Lord moved. When you receive salvation, something shifts. all things now are marked and mapped in that realm of salvation. You understand that? Eh? Don't make it rare, just like that church in that day. Until now, the Lord said, okay, let me just raise this cowboy. Yeah? Because you realize that guys had settled for just, you know, gatherings and whatever, you know. Yeah? I know of places they gather, but nothing moves. People still go back. Let me show you some way. Have you ever prayed for someone? Eh? And then someone says, continue praying for me. There, nothing moved. Just know that actually they are going back home without anything. Yeah, continue praying for us, you know. There. Do you remember when the Lord said, pick your mat and go? Not to go back into those things, continue praying for us. No, get your mat, go. Now you get it. Eh? Yeah, things, you know, sometimes things are what? You see that? Eh? I'm typically telling you, get your mat and go. It is well. All I'm saying, and then, I'm awaiting the calamity in June there. Because at our workplace, they told us, you see that? Eh? Pick your mat and go. But you see, you are going when you are well. You understand that? Eh? You are not going limping, because you remember that guy was limping, was lame, was what? Troubled and all that. Eh? See, go back home. Then your household should receive you in a very greater measure. Because now you've come back with what? Festive white. Eh? Okay, I'm joking. Okay, you've come back well. Eh? Festive white. Yeah? Mr. Peter. With the tea. Yeah. Koroga, koroga. You see? Okay, we'll have festive wine. I'm joking. And then the neighbor's bread. We expect that once you go home, there is something that you have actually come back with. That this, you know, so how was the conference? How was the prophetic conference? How was the prophetic fellowship? How was it? Man. And we should see it. Not these things of, hey. Huh? Joy thee. Huh? No, it should be evident. That actually I went like this. No, look at me now. Then the debates end. The arguments end. Again, stay in that place of anticipation. Eh? Please don't call those things off. In his presence, which we call the presence, which you call the presence, there should be a joyous kind of thing building up on the inside of you. Don't leave it there in Jacaranda. Yeah, he preached well. Yeah, he's an encouraging guy. That one, I saw it in him. Even his music is very encouraging. You see, there you are joking. Go back with something. Eh? Why don't you see loans being reduced to nothing? Why don't you see debts being cleared? That's actually what we say, what we call, pick your mat and go. Pick that thing and go. You are well. The moment you say, continue praying for me again, you've lost it. You don't know what has happened. And a lot of men missed it at Nazareth. They missed it. That's why he says that. And he did a few miracles at Nazareth. Imagine his home area, eh? His Greek land. You see, eh? Where things should start from. And remember, actually, things were supposed to start from there. And then they spread out. Remember when actually he met that lady, you know, whose son, you know, was sick? You know, he called her a dog. These things are not for dogs. They are first for the Jerusalem guys and what? You see, eh? Okay, they are first for remnants, eh? And then they spread out. Eh? Now you understand the language. Eh? It's to set from you. Man, there should be a glowing, even in your physical kind of appearances. We should see Mr. Thomas starting to put on ties and what. Hallelujah. Man chilling, man, eh? Listening to Revelation, man. Do you know actually some of you miss out those opportunities because you dress up ugly? I'm telling you as a prophet, eh? Actually, most of you have missed those things because for us here, Kenyans, we behave like Americans. You see, eh? Man, you can't just smell as you want. You can't just put on as you want. Okay, you can't just say words. Because for you, you are... No, for us, we are free-spirited. Free mind. It will cost you, eh? It will cost you a thing. Even a great, great boyfriend and girlfriend. It will cost you, eh? You see, eh? It cost you a great thing. Such a great thing. A great measure. You see, eh? Yeah? Human inspects, eh? When you eat food from today, please pray for it first. Eh? I'm telling you the truth. Eh? There is something in that area which the enemy had actually orchestrated. Eh? Bless that food, eh? And genuinely, eh? Not these things. Eh? You see, I'm laughing, but you see, the enemy had actually wanted some things. Eh? What? Power? This? What? Those things. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Let's read the last scripture. Give me what? But now you see, there were no clear visions. How can a thing make great news in this nation and I don't know it? You see, eh? Now that bothers me a lot. Eh? Something happens and it has made news and I don't know it? A prophet? Eh? So I'm not going to be a general prophet. Eh? No. Whatever drops in me, it is either for saying or it is for praying for. Most of you actually drop in my heart, even in my dreams and all that. Then I wake up. Then I'm like, no, this one. You know, I'll not actually text you. I saw you some swats. I saw the rat chasing you. A rat without a tail. Say, which bit the tail now? Where did the tail go? Okay. I'm not that kind of. I am not for graceful numbers. Again, some of you have to know it. But you see it, you like it, flow along. Okay. You see, if you don't like what you see, no problem. Eh? But I assure you, a lot of them, you are right. Yeah, I was right. Oh. Now sit here. Eh? Sit here and listen to the thing. Actually, much of it, how we prophesy, you know, every time we come here, it is through scriptures and much of it, eh, what we call revelation, because we expect you to see that thing and then go and engage it. Eh? Can you imagine some of this just giving? It's just giving. You are actually stingy. A time comes, I'm like, God, what can I do in this thing? How do I participate in this? Lord, how? Because I don't want to scare you with heavenly things. Eh? Because there is an angel putting on specs there where you are, eh? You man. Eh? Specs, not these specs of not as seeing. Eh? Man, I see you as if a nigger boy. Eh? So, eh? Now, some of you think that these things don't work. Okay. The day the Lord will actually open for you something. What? I can actually play golf. Okay. Deuteronomy. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 6. From 10. Let me show you something here. From 10. When the Lord, you remember the grace for Job's and all that. Eh? The Lord actually says, I should give you this. Eh? When the Lord, your God, do you know you can feel him? Eh? Do you know you can touch him? Eh? Do you actually know you can touch him? In those days, men touched him in the physical. You can actually be in that realistic moment and you are touching him as if you are, it's in the physical. And actually it feels, it's physical. You can actually. Don't distance, don't make this God so distant. He's with you. He's always been with you. Even in those times of trouble, he's actually there, he's there. He says, I will never let you down. He can't imagine I will never let you down. Which actually, he says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. You see, eh? I will never leave you in a restaurant on Valentine's Day. Someone around this. When the Lord your God brings you into the land, he swore. Now imagine the Lord swearing, I swear. Imagine the Lord says, I swear I will bless you, man. Says, you are David. I swear I will bless you. You see that? Eh? Okay, imagine the Lord swearing. He's so emphatic about you. He is so... Let me say this again. Eh? You think you are pursuing him. He's actually in a greater pursuit of you than you are. He's so ambitious of you than you are to him. He's actually like that. Remember Adam, eh? He's running away from the Lord who wants to bless him. And he will say, Adam, where are you? Don't touch that area of relationships. But you want to bless it. Thank you, Jesus. Relationships. Seeing someone, but let me what. So he says, when the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers. Land can be a business. Land can be perfect health. Land can be anything. Can be your heart's desire. Land can be all this. Land can be Machakos. But also land can be party after party. Eh? Meaning that man, for you always celebrating. Eh? You have a reason to celebrate and some guys, don't you see corona? You see corona messed all of us. I didn't mess up all of us. Those are yours. You see, eh? So do you know you can't actually give an excuse of corona? If it wasn't for corona, I would be fine. No. Because you are the light. You are more powerful than that thing. Eh? Do you know, actually, the heathens built much more in that day of corona? They are heading somewhere. Let me remind you. 2023, between 2023 and 25 there, or 26 there, a church without premises, and it's has churches here. They'll tell you, go and worship. No, you can't worship. But actually, you don't have anywhere to worship from. Eh? That's why, let me say to the whole congregation, if you know how I'm tired of the four walls, he knows it. But now we need now to do what? To come together. Man, these things, someone told me, even jacaranda is auctioned. Who remembers that whatever? You know, remember actually we prophesied to that thing. Yeah? Now, so, you know, they were asking me, what can we do? When a prophecy like that is given, yeah, it is for the takeover, because now creation is saying, who can redeem me? I am tired of these guys. Do you get it? Eh? I wish you could, if we were all together in one accord, would actually come together. Thank God, actually, there is a partnership meeting coming soon. Now we strike. We're like, now, where can we start from? Okay, first of all, Jerusalem. We need our property where we can aim. After striking, we come back. The Lord actually did it with his children, with the children of Israel. Gilgal, then go pick the food, come back. You see, there is always supposed to be a place called Jerusalem. This is not our Jerusalem. It belongs to someone else. You see, then we sit together and say, now, the prophet asks, do you remember the prophecy of auction? Now, because they are being auctioned, it simply means that they are what? They are broke. You see, so we can never call ourselves and say, we would have bought it, but we don't have money. Now, that's a lie. We are not in unity. We are not in unity. Imagine the car property of 38M. It is there waiting for us. And after fortnight, this person actually calls him and says, do you know you are the person for this property? I refuse to sell it to the Indians. And I said, imagine it's waiting for us, but for as long as we are just going to, you mean today there is no chapati? You see, chapati and what? What? You see, and actually the church has been there for the longest. No dominion. We are calling you unto this dominion. A church which is not on top is not. You see, because he says that church, I'll build it up so that there is no gates of hell that can actually touch it. Imagine that, that there's no heathen that can actually, you know, disorganize them, you know, disorganize it with what? With corona. Imagine. Teasers here and there, corona, and then the church went in haste. You see, imagine the church closed. Even preachers. You see, corona is real. There. There you become a foreign man. Corona is real? So diseases are real? You see that? So now, these things, we want to come together. You see? We need actually our own hub. It is there, but you know it's not ours. We need these things. Now, don't say that the ministry is in need. No. It's actually the unity that we come up with. Remember actually when they prayed in one place and then the ground started to shake? So we come together, we agree, and then they begin to shake. Actually, that's what it means. They begin to shake. They feel you as, these ones will be so hard to tame. They try what? Pick are you with this? Pick are you with that? Pick are you with that? Nothing. Because you see, the gates of hell cannot overwhelm you. There's that land. Even the physical land. So as you're speaking these things, you begin to see business. You begin to see all these things sprouting and blossoming and all that. Imagine. So you say, no, for me, I'll whatever. No. This is what I brought on the table. How much is remaining? Until now, pew, the entire thing actually. You see that? And then we build some structures and water and those things. And then we stretch out. Uh-huh. Who's remaining? You are you poor. So the investigations, we give them proper investigations. Why is this guy so rich? I thought the government would say, why isn't that person rich? But actually, when now that happens, I promise you, actually it will happen. Eh? Even individual lives. Eh? Where are you getting the money? All of a sudden, pop, you are somewhere. I'll tell you, this grace is the most realistic grace I've ever seen. Hallelujah. Now, as if we will not repeat that. When the Lord brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, it doesn't stop here. Eh? It doesn't stop at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Eh? There was a lady. They were congratulating her. I saw it. Eh? That one, I saw it. Eh? Oh, congratulations upon what? Yeah, I thank the God of my father, Abraham. But we all know that it's not Abraham that took you there. It was actually a prophet Ronnie. Eh? It is as simple as that. Eh? And then the danger is, once you fail, you know, we meet you on the streets of what? New York. Eh? And then we ask you, man, how did you get here? I tell you, connections. Then you've lost it. It has ever happened to a certain girl. Most of you have told you the story. It was 2017. Kwanza, we met at TRM there. And I picked it up in the spirit that Dubai is calling you. So that day, I didn't know that actually she had carried her papers for Dubai. Eh? So this thing has been pending for 2 years. Oh, okay. So I prayed, what, wrapped it up. And so she came to the fellowship. I think we are closing for the year 2017. And then I prayed for her and the family and all that. So, okay. Then that was a Saturday. Sunday, she goes back to her place of worship, says, Pastor, thank you for praying for me. Things went through. I testify words of us. Amen. She goes to Dubai. She was deported after a week. I was telling him, she actually came and started actually being a housemaid somewhere near his place. It actually happens like that. Eh? So when we send you to New York, maybe feel good to go to New York. Don't say, no, I will feel bad when I don't attend the what? The fellowship. No, you go. For as long as you keep in touch with the grace. You understand? Eh? Vivian, aren't you here? I feel bad when I don't miss on Zoe fellowship. So you see, that can actually be religion. Eh? And then actually, it causes you to miss out on many things. Eh? Actually, Jesus said, it's better I go. It's better I check out. You see? New York. Wall Street there. So how did you come? Man. Connections. Take connections seriously. I'm telling you. You people should understand. Well. Those connections will actually sustain you for 1 week. Shoop. Can even be 10 years, but actually after 10 years, you're coming back here with nothing. Or you get robbed somehow. Eh? Why don't you stick to the grace that knows no theft? That actually, even if actually you experience a few things, things actually just sprout again, whoop, like that. They're experiencing the same things you are going through, but actually your results are different. They actually come in a double, what, in a way. Exactly that. Eh? Now let's finish this and then we go. Some of you need to cook for your husbands. So, to give you a land. Do you know he can give you a land? How come that all of a sudden people are approaching us? You buy half an acre, acre, what? You see it? Come buy because they've seen the light. And they know exactly that when this one buys from us or buys from me, my things will be settled. I will increase that. Can you imagine? Eh? There was a day when Prophet Elvis was actually going to buy, you know, to lease, to be leased a certain land. This land owner, the mwenyewe, said, no, for me, I don't want the, I want this one. I want that prophet. I want that prophet. The same. So, time runs out, and then we are just there. No, chapati, what? Managu, what? Those things. You see, and then we are there. The church is there. Yeah, shouting, yeah, no results. We can't be like that church. We can't be those individuals. There should be signs and wonders and results. You understand? Now we come together and say, now where are we striking? After we've secured our what? Jerusalem. Now we come. David, where do you want to be? Okay, now get this part. This portion. Okay, start something. You, Peter, where do you want? I want food. Okay, now start that. Okay, now you, Yvonne. I want to eat restaurant. Now you see exactly that. And that, until that happens, Vivian, we expect that you have a fashion shop display. We expect that. So that which is, they come and see. Oh, wow. Then you take it out there. Because I think that's fashion. Fashion and design and all that. Heathens know how to do it. Because they come together when you are sleeping. Late at night. Some of them, the meetings, 3, they are 4. Now, I'm not teaching you religious things. So they come together. What? Yeah. How can we eliminate this person? Yeah. By the time you wake up, Vorongoto only. You know Vorongoto? Mixed up things. You can't tell where to start from. Because they've actually disorganized you. Remember, scripture says that while they were sleeping, the enemy came and uprooted. And then planted weed. You understand? You can't be sleeping in this day and age. Actually, you should be coming here, and then we are saying, we give you one revelation, and now this, we are going to engage it. You see? Then you go there, and then you go out there. We send you out there, and then you come back with results. We gave you one talent. We gave you 200K. How did it multiply? We want it to multiply, because we want you to see your life multiplying. At that time, we shall go into dominion. And actually, I would think that all of you now here become partners. You see, imagine that 1K you are still whatever. Once put on the table, we pray for it and it multiplies. Boom! You are there. Let's finish. Then he said, a land with large... Do you think Nairobi is large? Okay. So, large flourishing cities. Large flourishing cities. Imagine. This is who you were. And he actually said, I'll give you that land with large flourishing cities. Then he says, you did not build. You didn't build. How do we build it? How do we claim that which they are auctioning? We come together. And then we claim that which we didn't build. That is one way. The other way is miracles, signs and wonders. You are called upon. You can be sleeping in that house for as long as what? I'm going to America. I don't know when I'm coming back. But anyway, if you want, you take it. That's one way as well. Remember what I told you? That's actually one way to acquire. I know this place very well. You wake up and you are an instant millionaire. You become a mwenyewe in an instant. You mean this? Yes, it's yours. Yes. You mean I didn't work for it? Yes. You didn't build. So you didn't sweat as other people are sweating. But remember, he blesses the works of your hands. Never forget that. But now, as they are sweating, for it's not the sweating and hard labor and all that, because you are not tasked to that. the revelation brings light to you, and then you know who to talk to, things become so easy. You know actually where to go, so you not actually use what corners and going around what in circles and what. No, remember the children of Israel, circles and what they couldn't. So then he says, houses filled with chocolates. Okay, you know some of you love chocolates, but it's amen. So he said, good, filled with all kinds of good things. What is all kinds? Your fridge is stocked with good things. You open as, where do I begin with? Where do I begin? What do I begin with here? You see it? Duvets. Someone here once said duvets. Can you imagine the Lord? The Lord actually is so mindful of a duvet. So that you don't sleep. What? Yeah. Good things you did not provide. You see? Wells you did not dig, including oil wells. Including oil wells. Because you think, oh, Maji, all the time. Oil wells. Oil wells. Mafuta. But mafuta means Vaseline. Because I hear those guys, those girls in the salon. So the mafuta. So at some point, man, it confuses you. Ah! You want to pour a kerosene, man, what? Then I really, oil, anything oily, right? Oil. So, because in some Greek land where I come from, mafuta can mean also paraffin. Paraffin. So, man, I was baffled. I got up as a. Until now, she realized that I'm not creaking. So she started. This one or this one? So this. But those are many years ago. So, wells you did not dig, and vineyards. Imagine farms. Those of you who are into farming. And olive groves, whatever, you did not plant. Now this is the Lord. Remember he swore. Then when you eat, now this is what I was looking for. When you are planted there, remember what planted you. So that you are not boggled. So that you are not messed up. I'm giving you a warning. It's not a threat. You can have a grace period of about 2 years and what, and then things start now to go the other way around. When men of old wanted wealth, where did they run? When they needed perfect health, where did they run? When they needed actually an increase in their finances, where did they run? Because all along there's actually been multiplication. You need to understand, you need to remember that. So, no, go back. When you eat and you were satisfied, you reach at the job and say, this is the job I was looking for. Bless the Lord. And then they show you, here's the washroom. They take you around. I'm saying they take you around. Orientation. You know, some of you actually, they will be shown washrooms first. Because you will not believe it. You feel you want to use the washroom back and forth. See, is this mine? Yes, it's yours. Okay. See, be careful that you do not actually attach things like, you know, good relationships, what? Good relationships are good. But you see, there is a knowledge that surpasses all understanding, that surpasses good relationships. Whereby you come out, we know that you've stolen money, but actually you land in good things. Now, was that a good relationship? It was grace. Okay. Some of you. But So we should sin, eh? Just in case you falter. You see, eh? You land in good things. But you promoted a thief. You see, eh? Be careful that you do not say that it was your degree. Be careful that you do not attach things like what? Good contacts. Be careful that you do not actually include those things in those statements. Do not forget the Lord who brought you. Remember, it's the Lord that planted you there. So he's actually now bringing it back here. Don't say that if it wasn't for my uncle to come through. It's the Lord that did that. A time comes and you start seeing the hand of God in all these things. People don't forget that. We can go on and on and on. And I wish actually at some point we could actually go on and on. So he says, lastly, then he says, who brought you out of Kasarani? Huh? Mama Joidi. It seems you need more deliveries there, man. No, I'm joking. I'm talking about those dingy places. You will look around and say, but does this one here represent? You see? You see? You realize that now a person that was walking while your head was down, all what, devastated and feeling sorry, pitiful and all that, you'll wake up after today and say, wait a minute. No. I'm actually supposed to be eating at least chicken thrice a week. Even guys who don't eat meat, but they eat here chicken. You are lying to us, man. I don't eat nyama, but man, you power the chicken. Isn't it nyama? Because it has bones, it has what? Flesh and So, out of the land of slavery, you remember how you looked for a job and you couldn't find one, but now just a mere prayer, a mere touch of God, you are revived. All of a sudden, you start to breathe again, once again. You have life, you are up and running. So he says, once that is actually really happening, eh? Now those of you who need to reapply, Mr. David, aren't you tired? I'm looking this side, man. Is anybody? This job here, I know it's not me. So you reapply. And apply where you want. I'm saying apply where you want. Because how do you call yourself off? I don't have the degree they asked for. You apply for what you want. Because then you have to experience miracles, mighty signs and wonders. Say, you got it when you are, yes, I have just a certificate. And they thought I was the what? I was the best candidate. Don't call yourself off. Don't. Yeah? Some of you are going to get girlfriends and boyfriends. We shall just look at you and say, this is grace. And it wasn't anything what you had attached to it. That's grace. Grace! This side man, say, you. It talks for itself, you see. And we all know that by all means, if it wasn't for grace, you would. And it's going to happen, Thank you, Jesus. Just pray in other tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. Purpose: to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kabwama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord. as we experience a glory like no other.